You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Wisconsin on Civic Media. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:06. It's nice to have you back here up north on a Friday morning, September 19th, 2025. Parker Olson producing us down in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is standing by. So is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And so is our friend Kate Duffy from Motherhood for Good, talking about a big-time diaper drive that you can be a part of and maximize your contribution. All that is coming up. Before we go to Brittany, I do want to welcome in Dr. Lyerly and do so with a note from the text line from Jim in Brookfield. Good morning, Pat. I am now a member of the new knee club. Having had the replacement surgery on Wednesday, I am icing and rehabbing following Dr. Lyerly's advice. It's good to have a doctor in the Civic Media house. Again, from Jim in Brookfield.
Amazing. Congratulations, Jim. Hang in there. It hurts. It's hard. Give yourself grace.
Well, and especially if, the tough part here, like he says, I am rehabbing following Dr. Lyerly's advice. Do you know who didn't follow Dr. Lyerly's advice?
Do you see my crutches in the background?
What are your crutches doing back there? That would be our favorite uncompliant patient, Dr. Lyerly. But you're getting there slowly but surely. More slowly, yeah, because of things like you're joining us now live from St. Louis because you're at what, a conference down there, right?
Yes, I'm at a conference for the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and we are learning about birth control and maternal mortality, how we can save more moms, and just coming together and, you know, teaching each other. And it's just great to be together, especially in this environment that is kind of, no, it's definitely anti-health. The general culture feels very anti-health. So to hang out with doctors and just, you know, recenter ourselves feels really good and important.
Exactly. So, all right, well, we'll hear more about that, but we're going to visit with Kate Duffy in a sec. First, we got to get the Free Ticket Friday keyword out there and Brittany's forecast. So for Free Ticket Friday, this is the last one. So if you want to go see the Brewers versus Cincinnati next Friday, 7:15, get on that Civic Media app and text us the keyword blue, like the color, B-L-U-E, before 9 a.m. Then there will be more keywords throughout the day, more chances to enter. One of those entries statewide will be drawn and win those tickets to next Friday's game. So again, blue before 9 o'clock. All right, now let's get to Brittany with a forecast for the weekend that is just splotchy. It's just going to be a splotchy looking radar all weekend long. You might get rain, you might not. And if you want a pinpoint forecast, Brittany says, you know, tough beans.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's not going to happen. We're trying our best, but this system is big. It's going to be slow moving across the state. It is going to take up today, tomorrow, into Sunday. And another one wants to quickly sneak by on Monday and into Tuesday as well. So we have a wet next few days. Do not forget the umbrella, or maybe toss the raincoat nearby. You're going to want it because these are going to be on and off and then really ramping up at times where they do have the potential to drop some decent to heavy rainfall. Widespread, I'm thinking, expect a half an inch widespread. But a lot of these thunderstorms could put down an inch, so you could total up near 2 inches by the time this weekend is said and done, maybe more in places. And then, like, that heavy rain, like I said, into early next week isn't going to help either. So this system is moving in. We've got two fronts sandwiching us in the state right now. More spotty showers south, more moderate rainfall, maybe some rumbles of thunder up north. Temperatures are about 55 degrees to nearly 70 across the state. And we're going to continue to see numerous showers through this afternoon. Some thunder too, especially as we go into this evening and overnight. So we're going to get a little bit of a harder hit. Maybe a break tomorrow morning, but more showers spark in the afternoon and more storms, especially east all across the state. Those tomorrow afternoon and evening. And then Sunday might be the driest day. Maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed. But okay. Then heavier rain moves in again Sunday night and into Monday. Also, beach hazard statement, Lake Michigan shores and in Douglas County, those waves are high. And those temperatures in the mid-60s up north to about 80 degrees for highs today. Tomorrow, mid-60s still up north, mid-70s down south. We're going to do the same thing on Sunday. And then we kind of flip-flop Monday with that rain trying to really hit the southeastern parts of the state pretty heavy. I think south, you're only going to be about in the mid-60s. And then Monday north, about 70. So cooler, wet and windy.
All righty. Brittany, thank you so much. Hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Let's bring in our friend Kate Duffy from Motherhood for Good and talk about the big give back as part of the Milwaukee Diaper Mission. Kate, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? I'm glad I was here for that segment. I just texted my husband to grab the raincoat for Charlie.
Yes. Yeah, I would love to go to Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls this weekend, but clearly I don't want the dance floor to get wet, but we'll see how that shakes out. This is normally where I promote the newsletter. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. So hit subscribe in the top banner. But I'll tell you, the newsletter this morning is all about the exact same thing that Kate's going to tell us about, the Milwaukee Diaper Mission and the big give back. And so, Kate, tell us what you and your Motherhood for Good friends are up to with the Milwaukee Diaper Mission.
Yeah, so we are raising money right now for Milwaukee Diaper Mission and for their annual big fundraiser called the Big Give Back, and it runs through this Sunday. And so there's a few days left to get your donations in, and there's lots of upsides to doing that. So basically, the Milwaukee Diaper Mission formed 5 years ago by Megan Johnson when she was learning about everybody struggling with the cost of diapers and what happens when you can't afford diapers, and the fact that Milwaukee didn't have a diaper basic needs bank. There are some throughout the state, but there wasn't one in this area. So she started Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and they collect donations and diapers and work with many community partners like community centers and food banks to distribute them so that anybody on the ground in the communities who needs diapers can get them. Because as we know, parents, especially parents of babies, have so many things to be concerned about. Being able to afford diapers should not be one of them because they're very, very expensive. Most families, it costs about $100 a month. And you know, if you're going through a tough time, you can't use SNAP or WIC to buy them. So it really is a need that's being filled here. And so this is my second year fundraising with them, with my own fundraising page and the Motherhood for Good community. So we're looking to get as many donations their way as we can.
And Kristen, you've talked to and worked with enough new moms or moms to be that, yeah, people are familiar with things like you know, food assistance and food banks, but there are all these other basic necessities, diapers high on that list, that people sometimes have trouble affording as well.
Oh, Pat, I have 4 sons. I've been there. And it is crazy that you can't use SNAP or WIC to buy diapers. What are you going to do without diapers? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, come on. So friends, please follow Kate, MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org. Please pitch in. These are families in need, and these are absolutely basic, essential, necessary items.
And there's also what, a matching element? Yeah, to so the contribution?
Nuna is like a baby company. They make car seats and all different types of things. They have been a great partner for Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and they are matching every dollar. So their full goal is $50,000, which if they, Nuna's going to match every dollar. So everything you donate, consider it doubled. And then if you donate now through Sunday, everybody gets entered to win a signed Giannis jersey, which we love. And then if you donate through the Motherhood for Good specific link, which you can find at, on Instagram at Motherhood for Good, if you put the link in bio, you can be entered to win merchandise from our shop. But no matter where you donate, if you find it, that is amazing. The other thing is they also have drop spots around the city of Milwaukee. Obviously, if you're not in Milwaukee, that wouldn't work. But by donating money, it actually allows them to buy in bulk. So they actually can get even more for the donations that they get.
From YouTube, Tony up in Ashland. First off, very happy to see Kate and Kristen together on the air here with us again. And also says diapers are expensive. He's got a new little tiny human there himself. And says they try to use cloth diapers, but need the disposable ones for daycare. It's something where everybody has a need.
Well, and Milwaukee Diaper Mission also has a cloth program because they feel it's important to have dignity and have people have that choice if that's what they want to use. But the daycare thing is, that's important too. Our newer daycare, I do have to drop diapers off. And if some people can't afford them, they actually can't even bring their kids to daycare and then they miss out on work. So it's a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how fun it is that Giannis and Mariah, his wife, are engaged with this organization and have really helped out over the years? I think that really speaks to how important this is and just how dedicated they are to building community.
They're amazing. I mean, they do so much for the state of Wisconsin and always give back. And yeah, Mariah has been, well, both of them have been involved in this since the beginning. They have actually, you know, I think they have four kids now, right? And I think with the last few, they've actually had, like, instead of a baby shower, they have like a public diaper fund baby shower. And so they've, it's amazing that they've been using their platform to highlight this.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And again, MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org, or head to Motherhood for Good on Instagram. And if you get over to Motherhood for Good, the one observation you'll make that I'm going to make to Kate Duffy here is, girl, you're on fire. I mean, the videos, they just come fast and furious, and they are such plain English explainers of all the issues that are going on. And so allow me to ask the question that you don't have an answer for. Where'd you find time to do all this?
Well, I quit my job, you know, so I do have time, and now my kids are back in school and daycare. So I have, if anybody's like, how does she do all that? That's how I do it. That's what I do during the day.
Okay.
And so, you know, but, and I will say, there's no shortage of content. There is a little bit yeah. going on, Pat. Mm-hmm. So there's lots to talk about.
Oh, there is. I mean, from the breakdown of, you know, how schools are funded in the state to some of the national issues as well. So you've got that outlet at Motherhood for Good. Kristen, of course, you're making your own videos, you know, Fast and Furious. And there's also this show that you find some time to do on the weekends, right?
Yeah, the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. We're doing a spicy one this weekend, too. We're switching it up a little bit.
All right.
It is spicy. We're talking about the Charlie Kirk assassination, and okay. we're getting the perspective of some former Republicans and some folks who were not necessarily familiar with Charlie Kirk before all of this. So it's community discussion, and it's what everybody's talking about these days. So tune in.
Yeah, you can hear the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. on WISS in Oshkosh Appleton. That's at 98.3 and 96.5 FM. And on Sundays in the Green Bay Area, Sundays 9 a.m. at WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM for the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Kate, go ahead, Kristen.
And wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcasts. Yes. Podcasts are extremely important too. And now, Kate, I know you've done like a couple of like either podcast episodes, you've done some interviews, you know, through Instagram as well. Is there any particular thing that people should be looking for with regularity, or just keep coming over to that Instagram feed for all the latest that you're working on?
Subscribe to the Substack. That's where it's sort of a newsletter, but also just like deeper dives into things, although I'm trying to get more consistency. And then, yes, I am thinking about, I think I'm going to bring the podcast back, which will also be available like on YouTube. And I'm going to try for once a week. I'm like always nervous about committing to things, but yes, looking for more regularity for you all and myself.
Okay. And that again that's at motherhoodforgood.substack.com. Everybody's getting a Substack. Some use it better than others. I haven't put up anything there for a year, but I get
to yodel. Well, you already have that. You're already writing and doing the stuff.
Right. I get to yap here, so I'm doing just fine. Kate, it's great to see you again. Thank you for all you do and for telling people about the Milwaukee Diaper Mission. And again, either MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org or go through Motherhood for Good and click on the links there. Great talking to you, Kate. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks for having me. Have a good Friday.
You bet. And still ahead, we're going to be talking to Mike Clemens, talking about sports, the Packers going to Cleveland for the weekend, and the Brewers starting to wrap up the regular season. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. We'll be right back.
We got Brewers baseball tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Coverage begins at 6:40 on stations at Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, or Hayward. Or you could just ring up Kristen Lyerly because she's in St. Louis right now. Are you going to one of these games?
I'm going tomorrow night, and I am like over the moon. I'm going to be with a bunch of Cardinals fans, and I'm going to be so obnoxious. It's going to be a blast.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Hey, speaking of Brewers, it is the last free ticket Friday. So text BLUE to us before 9 a.m. and you could be in the running for four tickets to see the Brewers versus Cincinnati next Friday night. I'm going to be going to that series next weekend over at American Family Field. So looking forward to that one too. For our next topic, I believe Parker has queued up a musical introduction for where we're going to go next. Parker?
Pat is lifting a glass.
It's a shot glass. It's a shot glass that I'm waving in the air like I just don't care because I don't get to use it. It's not those kinds of shots, but it was a great visual prop. Today is shot day. Flu shot, COVID shot, and for the first time RSV. So yeah. I get triple jabbed today. And I say that first off because y'all should be doing something like that too, depending on what is right for you. But also because this is a bit of a melancholy day. You'll recall that sometime back, Robert Kennedy Jr. just fired all the members of his vaccine advisory panel, put a bunch of other folks on, and this group is going to be engaged in some severe quackery today as they disregard anything related to science and evidence. And I believe one of the things they did yesterday, Kristen, was having to do with the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and the recommendation for parents. And today they're going to say something equally dumb about the COVID vaccine, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think hepatitis B is also on the docket for these folks. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you watched the testimony with Susan Menares. She's the fired CDC director that is a Trump supporter and was promoted and appointed by RFK Jr. and then subsequently fired. And he fired her because he wanted her to pass the recommendations of his committee without looking at them, just rubber stamp them. And she said, but wait, I'm a doctor and I have an obligation to science. I have to at least, you know, look at them. And he said, nope, rubber stamp. And there are certain people who need to be fired and I need you to fire them without questioning. That's not what a leader does. And to hear her testimony, how frustrated she was because she's on their side. She believes in them. So that's how off kilter we are right now. This isn't about left versus right. This is about a very strange regime that has gotten into place and has a very clear agenda. And it is an agenda that harms the public health and will kill thousands of Americans over the years.
Yeah, you heard her and another doctor testifying before a congressional panel. We played some of Senator Tammy Baldwin's Q&A with them on the program yesterday. And the other member who was the chief medical officer of the CDC, Dr. Howery, talked about the rise in measles and that, you know, this is going to kill babies. And all she wants to do is keep babies from dying. And yet you've got this new regime that appears to not care about that.
And we're feeling it in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, with regards to kids who are vaccinated, we're the second least vaccinated state when it comes to measles. And I can tell you that up in Oconto County, just north of Green Bay, things are brewing. Last week, I think we had 36 cases of measles. We're going to get new numbers today. But this is an incredibly contagious virus. It can spread. If somebody has measles and leaves a room and you walk into that room 2 days or 2 hours later, you can get measles. So if you are not vaccinated, you are in danger. And it is especially dangerous for young children. I've heard a lot of people say, well, just get the disease and then get it over with. Ugh. Well, that is true for some people. Some people will get the disease and get it over with, but it's not a comfortable disease. And it ruins your immune system. It makes you susceptible to many other diseases. And up to 3 in 1,000 kids will actually die 3 in 1,000 children will die from measles. Kids will go blind. They'll lose their hearing. They'll develop brain infections that will affect them for the rest of their lives. This is not a benign disease, and it is not a disease that just comes and goes. It has a huge impact on young children for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. I mean, we have cautioned previously against using Dr. Google. We have cautioned as well against, putting all your faith in not a doctor, Robert Kennedy Jr., but that it is more difficult than ever for, parents or anybody to find that fact-based information that works well for them. But this much I can say with certainty. I don't care if a politician is adhering to every fact-based thing out there. Don't get your health advice from a politician, whether it's a president, a cabinet secretary, whatever, especially like a podcast host or something. Folks are listening to things that they just should not be listening to. And then it's a small wonder that doctors that I know personally sometimes want to tear their hair out. Talk to the people who've actually gone to med school and know. That's all I can say. People,
you can get your health advice from this podcast host, me.
Yes, but yeah, the one who is a doctor, yeah. Right?
The one who is a doctor, then ask questions. Really, I mean, if you have health questions, send them to me, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. I am on all of the socials. Send me your questions. I will personally respond, not giving you personal health advice, but just answering general questions. There's a lot of mistrust and confusion about what's happening in the world right now, and because public health has been so grossly undermined, it's hard for us to know what to trust anymore. Yeah. Can you trust the CDC? Nope. Yeah, I don't know. Can you trust the online resources?
Who'd have thought we'd be at that point? Catch the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show coming up this weekend. I didn't even give her any time to make fun of my shirt. We'll just take care of that another time. Bye, Kristen. Enjoy St. Louis. Bye, Dad. Mike Clemens is coming up next to talk about the Brewers in St. Louis and the Packers against Cleveland next. You're up north. Here we go, the final Free Ticket Friday for the Milwaukee Brewers regular season. Your chance to win 4 great club-level seats to see the Brewers play next Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in the final homestand of the regular season. It's a night game. You've got to be able to get and use tickets through your phone. You got to have that Civic Media app. Use the text feature. And before 9 o'clock this morning, text us the word blue, like the color, B-L-U-E, and you will be in the running. There will be more keywords throughout the day, more chances for you to enter. And then of all those statewide entries, one will be plucked out and will be winning 4 tickets to see the Brewers against Cincinnati next Friday night. Again, blue is what you want to text to us. We'll talk more about the Brewers playing in St. Louis tonight in just a bit. But let's get started on the Packers first as we bring Mike Clemens in to talk to us about some of the sports that we'll be able to take part in watching this weekend. Mike Clemens, how are you?
Good morning, Pat.
Good to see. Good to hear from you, rather. You're in Green Bay. You're going to be heading to Cleveland before too long?
Yep. We got practice today. We got Matt LaFleur, and we're trying to get some more answers on what happened at practice yesterday. They let us in before the start of practice. We get to see the warm-ups. We get to see them do some drills, a little bit of passing around. They put up these big tarpaulins now, and it's been millions of dollars with the new convention center across the street. They don't want anybody looking in. I suppose if you're a kid with a model drone, you could take videos or something. But, the top secret stuff, because they're going to be working on game plan stuff like second and third downs on a Thursday. And so they kick us out. So then, it's like for the next 2 hours, you're kind of waiting around. And then you get a little text like, okay, practice is wrapping up. So you go downstairs and you stand outside the door. They open it up and you go in there and you talk to these players. And I'm talking to Isaiah McDuffie, the linebacker, about, so what about this this rookie tight end the Cleveland Browns have that you guys are going to have to cover on Sunday? Number 44, Harold Fannin Jr. out of Bowling Green, like your 67th pick overall in the draft. And He set an NFL record, most receptions from quarterback Joe Flacco for an NFL tight end in their debut. And I said, he's almost had been like a Tucker Kraft year, right? And he didn't even blink. Said, yeah, no. And he told me about this player and Hollywood defend him and whatnot. And then after the locker room period's over with, they close the doors. The injury report comes out and it says Tucker Kraft, limited, suffered a knee injury. And ESPN jumps on it right away, and their official sources tell them, yeah, Tucker Kraft went down today at practice with a knee injury. He's being evaluated. Like, oh, no. Oh, no. And then about 5 o'clock, NFL Network said, yeah, well, initial evaluations say they think he just may have tweaked it. Not season ending, you know. More tomorrow when LaFleur talks to you guys at 11 a.m. So it doesn't sound like he'll be playing against the Cleveland Browns this weekend. But, you know, after they're still waiting for Christian Watson to come back. And then Jaden Reed, you know, had surgery, broke his collarbone in that opening drive in the win over the Commanders, diving for that what would have been a touchdown pass. So he had surgery for his broken collarbone and his stress fracture in his left foot, the Jones fracture. And so, you know, then you're looking at Romeo Doubs and Matthew Golden as your wide receiver targets. And that's why Tucker Kraft was so favored in the last couple of games.
Well, and he was living up to the expectations. He was generating, you know, real excitement. And so now you see this and the thing with Jaden Reed. And look, I mean, injuries are part of sports. It's just that some years you see more snake bit than others. And folks could be forgiven for wondering, well, are we entering that kind of snake bite territory? Probably still too soon to say, but the lack of concern is not at 0%. Should we put it that way?
No. So, yeah. So, you know, so in terms of backups, you know, I talked to you about this during training camp, like after Tucker Kraft, who they really got a tight end, because Luke Musgrave, who was drafted at the same time as he was, it was not looking good as a starter camp. Things have moved along though. And number 88 is doing a better job of running his routes and making receptions. So this is his opportunity against an 0-2 Browns team to step up at that tight end position, make some receptions. Also, there's a guy that they picked up from the Falcons last year, big guy, kind of built like Tucker Kraft, a John Fitzpatrick, who's now had a couple catches. He seems to have passed Ben Sims, who they picked up from the Vikings last year. So they've got they've still got three more tight ends on the roster to get them through. Let's say if Tucker Kraft's out the next couple of weeks. You know, it's been really quiet this week in Green Bay after all the hoopla with their, you know, their opening game against the Lions and then their primetime game against Washington. It's kind of been like crickets this week. And you know what? I was saying to somebody in the locker room yesterday as we're in our, you know, media time, I said, this will all change next week because we go to Dallas.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, it's tough to get excited for Cleveland, but Dallas is next on the schedule the following Sunday. That's Micah a Sunday night game.
Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones and all that. So, yeah, that's going to be a crazy week in the media.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you'll be able to hear the game on Civic Media, and of course, NBC will be plugging that thing like crazy. But as for this coming Sunday, again, the Packers at Cleveland. The pregame coverage will begin at 10 o'clock Sunday morning on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Wautoma. And Mike will be there in Cleveland following it all and reporting back throughout the course of the upcoming week here. So let's move over to the Badger football team. They will be opening up the Big Ten season versus Maryland on Saturday. And so the pregame there begins at 9 a.m. on stations in Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Ripon. And I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here, Mike, but much like we said about getting ready for a game in Cleveland, I'm not sensing a lot of excitement for a Badger-Maryland game, even though it is the start of the Big Ten season. But the Badgers have been a little concerning looking, shall we say, especially the way they played against Alabama.
I was just looking this morning. I think Maryland's actually favored in this one. Are they favored by four? The Maryland Terrapins, because they're 3-0. Now, this is the first real, you know, test for both these teams. Well, you know, last week was a test for the Badgers at the mountain they were never going to climb against Alabama down in Tuscaloosa, but they got blown out. But anyway, yeah, the Badgers at home against the Maryland Terrapins, who are 3-0, Badgers 2-1, as you say. They kick off at 11 a.m. And, you know, it looks like Danny O'Neill will still be the starting quarterback. And after getting blown out, you know, last week, earlier in the week, a lot of fans, you know, were commenting about, like, you know, where is this program going? And they're right. I mean, I'm not sure what the identity of what Luke Fickell plans to do with the program. And then people start saying, is the guy going to be on the hot seat as they get into their Big Ten schedule? And that will really be his test. What will his record be now coming up here in the middle of the season for his record in the Big Ten? And, you know, does he get a shot at any kind of a bowl game? And I think it's pretty much, since they gave him that extension, he's got like another year, 2 year to figure out what this is going to be, to come up with some kind of identity. No question, Luke Fickell came to Madison at one of the most unique, is the best word you can think of, times in college coaching, with this total change of the landscape with the NIL and the portal transfer. And, you know, but it would be a good time to really get two coordinators that you really believe in and understand, okay, what's going to work for us here in Madison?
Well, I mean, the point well taken on the time of transition with the transfer portal and the NIL deals. But, you know, you also have the notion that Luke Fickell was going to be given that, you know, you always have that first 4 year grace period because you didn't recruit these kids, and yet you're promising the moon and stars, like he's the guy that's going to get him into shape. And that's not really developing yet. So now you move on to the next phase of, well, I guess we got to get through these 4 years and then we'll really see what he's like. But if the record isn't good with the kids he was given, it doesn't instill a lot of confidence that, you know, things are going to be really great in year five.
Well, and when you bring up recruiting, I mean, if you got a 4 or 5 star kid and you want them to get into the NFL, and on top of that, you want them to make money, because now they can. You know, you used to worry about, can I get to a school that I can get into the NFL and then get drafted? Now it's like, what college is going to pay me the most?
Yeah.
And going to be the Badgers right now. So, yeah, there's a lot that they've got to figure out with their program, not just what their playbook is, not just what their schemes are, but what their finances are.
From Tony on YouTube up in Ashland, I've been a Fickell backer, but I also have no idea what they're building toward. It's not that they don't have good players. Indiana and Illinois have started from a much worse place, and they're ranked now. And, you know,
right.
Again, it's, you can put some of that on the players, but boy, there's a lot to be said about coaching. You know, it doesn't matter if you recruited them or not. It's, you got to coach what you're given. You got to play the cards you're dealt.
Right. And you know, that Carmichael program down there too with Indiana, you know, that guy comes in like a year or so after Fickell, and look what he's done, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing turnaround down there.
All right. Now let's turn to the Brewers, who again are playing in St. Louis. Coverage begins tonight at 6:40. They swept the Angels. Their magic number is now 4. The Cubs, meanwhile, they lost. They were almost no hit by a pitcher from Cincinnati yesterday. That was really something to watch. But let's address the controversy first. Now, I'm going to put the controversy in quotes here, because I'm listening to Pat Murphy reading this letter, you know, that he said was from Bob Uecker. But there were clues in there when he's talked about, like, having the best road record in baseball or something. And you hear that and you go, okay, he's kind of conjuring up
the spirit of Bob Uecker, right?
And he's ad-libbing. Yeah. And I guess some folks, I don't know, didn't take kindly to it, or were they fooled by it? I don't know. How much blowback is there on Pat Murphy?
So it's Saturday night, and once again the Brewers win a thriller. Like, I think they're 13 to come from behind win. They win 9-8 in extra innings. And then, you know, you're in the media auditorium, you're waiting for Pat Murphy to come out and do his press conference. And there's a bit of a wait, and then you think, well, they just clinched a spot in the playoffs, you know, at least somewhere in the playoffs, they clinched that. Okay. So maybe there's some kind of a celebration going on. And he comes in all dry. It's not like they're pouring champagne over each other or anything, or Gatorade or whatever. And so about halfway through the press conference, asking about what happened in that game, he was asked, did you guys have you clinched the playoffs, did you have any kind of celebration? Yeah, we did. Yeah. And he turns to the PR guy. He said, they videoed that, right? Yeah. No, you guys will see it. You know, they shot video. Oh, okay. Well, you know, everybody else kind of went home. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll keep looking for the website or Twitter or something. And about 2 a.m. comes this thing that's it's a video. And they've dimmed the lights. And instead of the bottles of champagne and the goggles, they've dimmed the lights and they've got champagne glasses and they're going to have a little classy champagne toast. Yeah. And he says, boys, I got a letter here from Bob Uecker. And Antanasio hands it to him and he reads it. And it sounds just like Uecker. Hey, howdy, boys. Yeah, I'm up there in this baseball team in heaven. And gee, you know, I'm the third catcher, albeit. And everybody laughs.
Yeah.
Because it sounds just like Uecker. But at the point when he starts saying, hey, congratulations on best record on the road this year and best this, best that. All right, well, obviously this isn't something Bob wrote before he passed.
Yeah.
So people start arguing with him about this back and forth. He got a million tweets before Monday night, like two days later, the Brewers came out and said, yeah, okay, Murphy wrote that. It wasn't actually from Bob. We probably should have been more clear about that. Like, you know that was a whole weird seance,
it
right?
It worked. But it works. The team is still hot, and they've got St. Louis coming up this weekend. Mike Clemens, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Travel safe.
Thank you, final
news and notes from Lake Wissota after this. You're up, North.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, Free Ticket Friday, last call from this program. You've got about 7 more minutes to text in the word blue, like the color, B-L-U-E. Text in blue through the Civic Media app for your chance to win 4 tickets to see the Brewers versus Cincinnati next Friday night. And again, there will be more keywords throughout the course of the day, more chances to enter, and then one lucky statewide winner will get the tickets to the Brewers game. And like I said, only the one homestand next week that I'm looking forward to going to one of the games there.
Oh, which game are you going to? I'm going to.
I'm going Saturday.
I am also going Saturday. Are you using the Civic Media tickets?
I am not. Are you?
I am. Because that's the only way I go to Brewer games now.
and you didn't even have to enter a contest to do it. No, I've my college buddy and I are going, and we have used the Civic Media tickets, and you know, bless him, he's like, that those are great, thank you for doing that, but I want to be able to do something nice too, so he took care of the tickets for next weekend's game.
Nice.
So that'll be good to get together, which means if I'm going to go to the game next Saturday, it means I'm going to come pester you next Thursday and Friday and do the shows from down there in Madison and in beautiful palatial studio A2. If and only if you call in the Orkin man and maybe get rid of that monstrous centipede thing that was crawling up your leg earlier.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually said that on air or not. If for our listeners who aren't watching on the live stream, I did eventually see the little critter that was on my leg, and it was like an inch long centipede looking thing. Oh, and
you know, you made it sound like it was 8 feet long.
It felt like it was 8 feet long.
2 hours ago during the history lesson, suddenly Greg Bach and I see Parker almost climbing up on his chair, shaking around. He thought a spider was crawling up his leg, and then it crawled up again. And then he later found the offending critter. And it was this centipede thing that is still loose in your studio somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's still loose. I took a picture of it, though, because my generation would rather document a problem than fix a problem.
Than actually solve it, right?
Yeah. So
I keep expecting, in the background, I keep expecting to see Luke Mathers in a hazmat suit with like a, you know, a giant fly swatter or a Louisville slugger to come after this thing. Alicia's with you here. She's got an emoji up there and says, yep, I'd have been screaming if she was in there.
Actually, now that you mentioned the Louisville Slugger, there is a bat in the office somewhere. I think it's in the trafficking office.
Okay, I hope you like the Louisville Slugger.
Yeah.
Because I think a real bat getting in there would put you over the edge if it's flapping around.
I don't want to think about that, Pat. Why would you put that?
Did you have it at Whitewater? Did you have bats that would sometimes get into off-campus housing or things like that?
Not because
in Eau Claire it was a regular thing, where somebody lived off campus, older homes, and there'd be a bat, and there'd always be, you know, some buddies who'd come over to help, you know, basically the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
And you know, the going rate then was a case of, you know, a 12 pack of beer if you needed somebody to come kill a bat for you.
Kill?
Well, of course, kill.
Don't kill the bats.
Or let it out. Whatever.
Yes, let it out.
Look, we're up here. Do we just catch and release our deer? No, we kill them.
That's
how it works up here. We hunt up here. We go hunting for bats and centipedes and everything else.
Yeah, but you eat the deer. You can't eat the deer. You don't eat the bat. We know what happened last time somebody ate a bat.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, it turns out he lived a pretty long life. And sold more albums, but that's an Ozzy Osbourne story for another time. So, okay, so bats were not an issue by you there. All right.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's fine. That's totally okay.
We did spot raccoons.
Yeah, Tony notes, Ozzy ate the bat. He lived for a long time. Alicia says, Parker is a tougher man. This Navy vet won't mess with that. So there you go. You got one up on the Navy veteran when it comes to critters.
There couldn't have been a lot of critters on the aircraft carriers though, right?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, you know, because you dock at different points and things get in. And yeah. I mean, that's how things get transported from one continent to the others. They find just the way to the right way to hitch a ride.
If anyone was listening anymore, they're gone now.
Well, why would you say that?
We're talking about critters and I want to leave.
Oh, well, Alicia responded. Here it is. Rats.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Rats. Ah. That's the thing. I didn't want to say it, but I have so weirded out Parker today. We really got it.
I'm so
into something else here. The something. What's the other thing that we get on the ships? Alicia says Navy sailors. Well, yeah, there's that too. There's some critters amongst them as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going into this weekend whimsical. Because we had plans originally with some friends, but they had to cancel. There was an issue with a parent who's not in great health and everything. And you've seen the weather forecast from Brittany. I mean, it's as hit or miss as it gets.
Yeah.
So we've just decided we have to just kind of play it loose. I mean, especially with the weather. If the weather's nice, you know, we might go to Oktoberfest. Okay. If the weather's really nice, we'll get on the boat. One last time. We're already done, but we make it one more. Or if the weather's just iffy enough to go outside, we'll get some yard work done. I've noticed a lot more leaves have fallen in the past 24 hours.
Yes.
They haven't really started coming down yet, but they're making their appearance known.
Yeah, there's one tree that's come down a lot.
And who knows? It might be a total washout, and I'm just watching the Brewers and the Badgers and the Packers all weekend.
Yeah.
We will see.
That's okay. So, both those are great.
But this is not like me. We are planners. We are very much. I mean, I already told you where I'm going to be next weekend with you and with the baseball game and everything else. I know where I am the couple of weekends after that. And so we're here. It's like that Saturday Night Live skit where the teleprompter goes out, and we're just like, what do we do?
Well,
I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? There's going to be a lot of that tomorrow over coffee as we decide what it's going to be. But that'll just give us something to talk about on Monday, which is what we do.
We can't just do
news and politics if we learned anything today. Have fun with the Whitewater game, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You have a good time doing whatever it is you end up doing.
Whatever it is. Again, it's a weekend of whimsy. We'll just see. Up North News is the Wisconsin digital outlet for Courier, a pro-democracy news network building a more informed, engaged, and representative America. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Enjoy your weekend of whimsy. We'll see you Monday morning, 6 a.m. here up north.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.